Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today here on the NFL Draft Blast. We have Framingham State receiver Stephen Bean joining us on the show. Very interesting guy, linebacker background, big kid, and very excited to kind of delve into what this young man brings to the table. But with that, Stephen, welcome to the show. We appreciate you sharing your day with us. Can you believe your teammates are getting prepared for spring football and you're preparing for the next level?
No, honestly, it's kind of a dream come true. I mean, just to get the opportunity. I mean, could go either way, but, you know, we're going to work hard, try and get there, do the best we can given the opportunity.
Definitely. I mean, sport, athlete, I mean, from a Pop Warner Pee Wee days, you've been involved in athletics?
Yeah, I mean, I was a baseball kid growing up, but, I mean, I picked up football around fourth, fifth grade. And then that was kind of when my mom finally decided to let me play. She didn't want me getting hurt when I was younger, but, you know, she saw how much I loved it and let me pursue it.
Definitely was. It's worked out good so far for you. I mean, it's gotten you pretty far. I've got you a college education and pretty close to this next level, which we'll discuss further into the show. I'm curious, I mean, how do you kind of evolve as a player growing into the game of football? I mean, I see you play linebacker, now you're a receiver. I mean, kind of take us through high school and then kind of take us through your collegiate career and how you ended up where you're at.
Well, I mean, in high school, we ran a double wing offense. So it was kind of tough with like playing receiver because, I mean, double wing offenses don't really throw the ball traditionally. And, so I played fullback and tight end on offense, and I played defensive line, mostly D-end and linebacker. So, I mean, I have a buddy, Pat Ricard. He was a great role model, obviously, in high school. He played both of those positions as well. So I kind of got to watch him and progress through him, try and fill his shoes.
Definitely, and then you kind of end up at Framingham. I mean, any other schools looking at you coming out of college?
No, not really. I mean, I had a couple D2 offers, but D2 looks, and then one D1 interest, but I didn't really go anywhere. So it was kind of tough. Just, I mean, I think honestly, personally, coming from the D5 program in high school, didn't really get too much exposure coming out of it. So that's kind of the downfall of Massachusetts and Northeastern ball anyways.
Yeah, you're not alone. Like I said, we do a lot of shows and a lot of guys from small schools. So, like I said, you're not alone in that part, Stephen. Like I said, it happens. But, hey, you're here. That's all that matters. And like I said, you're very close to this next level. So, Framingham State, you arrive. This is where I'm really intrigued. I mean, how does this switch from defense to the offense side come?
I mean, I got recruited as an H-back. I was pretty big coming out of high school, and they wanted me to be able to block some linebackers and stuff. And then – through freshman year, we lost a couple linebackers due to injury and whatnot. And so my coach texted me a couple weeks before camp started, actually, and he was like, yeah, we lost the backers, so I'm going to need you to switch sides, go put a black shirt on. And, I mean, obviously I was doing whatever I could to play, so I said, all right, yep, see you in a couple weeks, and then went in and kind of started from there. And took it as it went. We had a pretty good coach to Coach Jason Reif. He broke a couple records over at Bryant University, so definitely put me in the right position to get to where I needed to be.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Stephen Bean, Framingham State receiver here on the C2P as we talk some NFL draft. This young man, if you want to listen more of this show, if you miss it or you want to hear it in its entirety, you folks know who listen in often. It's always free and available at iTunes. You just simply type in Stephen Bean, B-E-H-N, and then you type that same thing in for iTunes, and then we'll be also featuring his draft bio page at CollegeToPro.com. We like to say it'll be your one-stop and shop to everything you know about this young man as he makes his path towards this draft that's quickly approaching in April. So let's kind of break down the nooks and crannies. I mean, But at what point, I guess, Stephen, in your collegiate career, do you kind of get the idea that, you know what I'm doing, maybe you're getting recognition, maybe some scouts popped on campus, maybe your coaches tell you something. I mean, how do you kind of get the sense that what you're doing, you know, you're going to get a decent look at trying to get your foot in the next door?
That was kind of the idea going through freshman, sophomore year. My coach really kind of was talking about it heavily, and then junior year I switched back over to offense, and I kind of excelled at the tight end slot receiver position. And so coming from there, it was pretty much, I mean, obviously it's been my dream since I was a little kid. So when he started talking about it, it kind of opened my eyes, thinking like, wow, like it's kind of turned into a reality. So I was figuring, obviously, put my all into it. And with that, I mean, we didn't really have much training organization at Framingham. So everyone kind of put in their own work. And I set myself aside, tried to put in as much work as I could on the field, off the field, in the weight room every day, just trying to do my best to give myself that edge.
Definitely. And with your versatility, Stephen, I mean, you know, going through this process, I mean, pro days, regional combines, all the things that you kind of got to do, you know, to move forward. I mean, do you plan on being receiver, linebacker, H-back, fullback? I mean, I know they'll probably, whatever they ask you to do, you will. But, I mean, what do you kind of specialize in? And what do you think will be your best bet to get to that next shot?
I mean, yeah, like you said, I mean, I'm willing to do anything, whether they tell me to run down and stick someone on kickoff or what. But I would say my best attribute is catching the ball. I mean, I have pretty good hands, and then also with the ball in my hands, I like to move yards, gain yards, and move the ball a lot. So pretty much focus on whether or not, I don't want to sound selfish, but I like scoring touchdowns as every offensive player does. So I mean, try and as soon as I get the ball in my hands, it's kind of second nature. And so once that happens, I mean, but I like hitting people. I like cracking heads. So I mean, if I were to get an opportunity to play defense, whether it be, like I said, kickoff, punt team, any of that, or playing linebacker itself, I mean, I would 100% take that offer.
Awesome. You know, and we kind of discussed it, but I mean, if scouts are watching tape, I mean, what do you think they're going to love about you? I mean, what are those qualities you bring where they're going to really kind of say, you know, besides hands, I mean, there's so much involved, but I mean, what do you think they'd pick up on?
I mean, I'd personally say probably my physicality and my size. I mean, I can move pretty well for being 6'1", 225. And I think if they see that, then they'll take a liking to it. And I mean, I like being physical with the ball in my hands or without, so try and use that to my advantage when I'm trying to get open running routes and stuff.
Definitely. And I ask this because we do pass this off to the scouts and folks we know who coach at that next level. I mean, does anything go unnoticed? I mean, this is your opportunity to kind of say, hey, you know, these are the qualities that you're not going to see on film. Maybe the offense you ran where you couldn't showcase certain skills, maybe you're a film room junkie, weight room warrior, team captain. I mean, what do these guys need to know, you know, that they're not going to know necessarily just by watching game tape?
Oh, yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, I love lifting weights. I love getting on the field and working on my techniques and stuff. But I am also a film junkie. I could sit watching 2-3 hours of film and not even notice it. So, I mean, I try and get in as much as I can, whether it be watching myself or watching players who I would like to emulate or even watching other teams especially. So I try and know what the defense is going to do, what their schemes are, picking up on small things like that just to give myself the better advantage.
Nice. Now, this is one of my favorite questions to ask you guys when you come on the show. Does a play come to mind? I mean, it doesn't have to be, you know, a 50-yard touchdown. It could be anything where you spent all week studying film, Saturday rolls around, and what you studied all week becomes fruition. Does any play kind of come to mind that you could share with us?
I mean, I don't really have a particular play in mind, but I mean, I like the 12 and 15 yard comebacks at the sticks, just to try and move the chains personally. When in doubt, I mean, just try and get to the chains, get out of bounds, and keep things rolling.
Keep things rolling. Hopefully, you keep things rolling forward. You know, after the draft and through camp and everything else. Like I said, it's going to be a whirlwind next few months for you. But I think you definitely have the mentality for it. Once again, Stephen Bean, Framingham State receiver, Mr. Versatility is how I consider him after discussing all the stuff he's gone through in terms of, you know, ability on the field. Do you get comparisons to anybody, buddy? I mean, is there anyone, your teammates, coaches, friends, when, you know, they say, hey, you know, we're watching such and such game in the NFL and you remind us of this guy?
I mean, I hate to bring up his name, but the late Aaron Hernandez, I liked watching the way he played, I mean, prior to his expulsion from the league, but I liked the way he was pretty versatile when it came to running, catching the ball, taking handoffs once in a while. I really liked the way he played.
Yeah, I mean, absent of all the things that went bad, I mean, yeah, nobody can question, like I said, what he did on the field was pretty damn solid. Pro
absolutely.
Days, I mean, NFL regional combines, are you trying to get in with another school? I mean, kind of how do you plan on attacking that?
Right now I'm in the process of trying to contact as many teams, as many different D1 schools that are hosting pro days, pretty much anywhere that I can get in. It's kind of, like I said, it's kind of tough coming from a D3 program. So, I believe I contacted Winnipeg. I heard you were a scout for them too. Any CFL,
yeah.
really any offer, any opportunity I can get, I'm going to take a shot at it. So pretty much just focused on, I mean, I'm not singling out the league. I'm not really taking myself out of any opportunities, I should say. So
right.
Pretty much just
focused
on it all.
Yeah, that's it. All the eyes, any eyes that can advance you, those are the eyes you need to be seen from. So make sure you're taking. I know some guys debate on going to these CFL workouts, but, you know, I mean, because, you know, there's a $100 fee and, you know, sometimes agents think it's just like a scam for money, but, you know, it's done. So every guy that thinks he's a football player doesn't show up and we have 400. I don't want to get off topic, but I'll share with you. You know, when we go through these, there'll be like three scouts and we'll be, you know, kind of do, you know, we'll take all the, you know, groups through drills and we'll just kind of pass them through a combine type atmosphere. And the one year we had a guy and, you know, you get up, I was doing the broad jump and, you know, we had, you know, the tape out and, you know, I mean, I'm looking at him, hey man, you know, good luck, you know, have a good jump. And he's like, all right. You know, he's like, yeah. You know, he's like, I'm ready for this. And I'm like, all right. So he jumps, he goes like 2.5 feet for his broad jump. And I'm like, does something happen? Yeah, and I'm like, what? And then I looked at the other coaches that were with us. I thought maybe they were, you know, I'm getting punked or something. But they were all doing their drills. So nobody was paying attention. Yeah. So I'm like, all right. So he ended up jumping 3 feet broad jump.
Yeah, no, that's not what I'm here for.
Granted, I mean, sometimes you get guys who's just like, you know, man, why are you here? I mean, you know, but yeah, if it kind of fulfills a dream, I can't knock you. But, you know, like I said, sometimes they question the fee, but that's why we do have a fee to eliminate guys who have 2.5 foot broad jumps.
I was just going to say, this continuing contact in schools. I mean, taking every opportunity I can.
Yeah.
But hopefully my project's a little bit more further than that.
Yeah. It's hard, like I said. I mean, but you know what? You're doing everything you got to do, and that's all that matters, man. Like I said, you keep working hard at
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Before we let you go, we do like to have some fun with you. You ready to take a shot with some off-the-wall questions?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Now, we're going to dig into it real quick. Now, I'm not going to lie. We're going to allow your teammate, Nate Fleming, to do the same thing to you. But when he comes on the show, is there anything that we're going to be able to tease him about?
Not too much. I mean, he's pretty hard to the point. So, I mean, he's kind of a tough cookie to crack. But
okay. Because we're going to ask him. So, I don't know. I mean, when we ask him that, I'm like, hey, you know, is there anything – anything funny to say about Stephen Bean? So he might say something. So this is your shot just to, you know, go one up or remain even.
He's a great linebacker. So, I mean, I can't really think of anything that could put him down, but.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, sometimes, you know, some guys, when they live together, they're messy or, you know, they're awful singers, or, you know, If you got nothing, hey, man, it's you know.
No, I mean, yeah, he's all right.
Cool. How about this one? Female celebrities. If you could take any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to invite to dinner?
Ooh. I'm going to have to take Nikki Heaton.
Nikki Heaton?
Have to be Nikki Heaton.
I'm going to have to look her up. I don't know her. I love when I get a new name.
Yeah, no, she's all right. I don't know, maybe her or I mean, I could go Beyonce either way. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, Steven, I get so much Beyonce. I just that's why I love getting a new name. I'm like, ooh, nice. I can't wait to, you know, when we hang up, I'm gonna look her up on the internet. How about this one? Your cleats, your spikes, what you wear on your feet. You know, it's a big thing for guys that get things painted on there. Sometimes there's something to, you know, represent a cause. Sometimes it's just to rep family, friends, where you're from. Some guys want Panthers, superheroes. If you had anything on yours, what would you want?
I'm not too flashy, honestly. I mean, I'm a huge Nike guy, so I'm usually Nike head to toe. But I mean, nothing really specific, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, I play for my family.
You seem pretty gritty.
Yeah, I mean, I play for my family for 100%. So if I could put something for maybe to put like all their initials or something, I mean, nothing too crazy, but if I had to.
You know what's gonna happen is I'm gonna get a phone call that you showed up at like a pro day and you were wearing like I don't know, diamond studded spikes or something. I'm like, what? He lied to us.
No.
He said he wasn't flashy.
Yeah,
he's the flashiest guy around. And then the final one, man, final one before we let you go today. You're training out there at Exceed Sports Performance and Fitness. Shane Davenport, Sean Smith, they do a great job. If you could reverse the roles and become the trainer and they become the trainee, what are you going to do to these guys?
I would make them squat every day and then probably run some shuttles themselves, honestly. I mean, mostly just to see, just to get the form down. I mean, I've been working a long time on the form, so I mean, they both know exactly what it's supposed to look like. So I'd love to see them perform it.
Nice. And we had Nick McBeth on. I'm sure you know him from training with him. When we asked him the same question, he actually said, "I'd put them both in pads and make them hit each other."
That's a pretty good idea too.
Yeah, he took it a whole nother level. Yeah.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Hey, man, Steven, we appreciate you coming on. I'm so glad you took the time to join us because, like I said, I was pretty intrigued after I was trying to, you know, read up on about you and learn a little bit about what you bring to the table. You're an exciting guy to bring on because of your versatility. But, hey, man, we'd like to say stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Thank you
for
giving me this
opportunity. Once again, definitely. Once again, that is Framingham State standout receiver Steven Bean. And, I mean, this kid just oozes versatility. And you can kind of pick up that sense of just no-nonsense, you know, smacking-mouth football player with this kid. Very excited. Like I said, I mean, I don't know where he's going to land or what he even may land at. I mean, 6'1", 225. He can move well. I mean, there's a lot of possibilities for this kid. And a creative coaching mind, I mean, if he can get himself in front of one of those guys that kind of can think outside the box and, you know, think of creativity with this young man, I think they're going to be on to something. Because the physical things, I really think, the physical ability, the attributes of an athlete, you know, they reside deep in him. Once again, if you want more of Steven Bean, you guys know how to do it. iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, we'll be blasting this out on Twitter as well. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.